Popular Technology. I am your host, Mike Kahn. This portion of our show brought to you by Bridgestone. Passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. And we are now being joined by Steve Koenig. Steve is the Director of Industry Analysis at the Consumer Electronics Association, known as the CEA. This trade association, which among other things, puts on the largest technology showcase in the world, the CES or Consumer Electronics Show, every January in Las Vegas. You can follow along with our discussion today at the CEA's website. It is ce.org and go to the Consumer Information tab. Steve, first of all, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
First of all, can you tell for our listeners, what exactly do you do at the high level with the CEA? What is the CEA all about?
Well, Consumer Electronics Association is the U.S. trade association for the consumer technology industry. And today we have over 3,000 member companies, really everyone from Apple right through to like company resellers of technology like Walmart, for example, even Lowe's, the Home Improvement Center is also a CEA member. So our constituency is basically anyone who makes or sells consumer technology in the U.S. market.
And a lot of times it's even automotive. There's a lot of technology that bleeds into the automotive space. I saw, you know, at CES this year, your big trade show that you put on every year, there were a lot of automotive companies there. So it's really getting, technology touches everything in our lives.
It certainly does. And the history of our industry, I mean, it's really amazing when you look back, I mean, to the real genesis with the with those tabletop radios that Americans used to listen to FDR and his fireside chats with. But over the many decades, we've just constantly added more and more devices as the consumer technology industry has grown. And you're right, we've absorbed the IT portion. That's now considered part of our industry as a whole. And like you pointed out, automotive is another industry that is increasingly overlapping with consumer technology. And the next frontier, I think, will be white goods or appliances as we look to smart homes and connected home systems. So probably won't be longer before we start to see more and more appliances in addition to vehicles showing up on the floor of the CES.
Now, your role at the CEA, you are Director of Analysis. Can you tell our listeners what an analyst does, and you kind of run that organization there?
Yeah, so CEA is a little bit different animal in the trade association world in that we have really a full-service market research department that serves our membership and also generates a lot of industry stats and market estimates that we use with governing bodies like the FCC and then also with legislators at the state, local, and of course federal level here on technology policy. But my role specifically is centered around forecasting, sizing various device markets, charting their growth trajectory. But we also do a great deal of consumer research on topics like trying to measure ownership and use of technology, purchase intentions, various attitudes and behaviors related to shopping for technology. So consumer research, industry forecasts, and pretty much everything in between is part of my job.
One of the emerging technologies that's exploding on the market in the last couple of years is wearables and kind of the definition of what a wearable is. So let's start off our conversation on wearables by talking about the sports-related devices. These are kind of the devices like the Samsung Galaxy Fit Sport watch that just hit the market. They're tracking fitness and health, Garmin's VOFit, the Fitbit, the Jawbone, even Sony's new LifeLog. Can you tell us a little bit about this trend from your perspective?
Yeah, sure. So this wearable fitness technology is interesting, and it's congruent with a couple of major macro trends in the industry. One being the Internet of Things, where we have just more and more devices that are connected, but also the trend of sensorization. And I think in the past we had a lot of sensors on different devices. Typically, these were focused on the outside world, but more recently, thinking about fitness technology and certainly health technology as well, those sensors are turned inward at ourselves. And so these are technologies that can really, like we often say here at CEA, that technology just simply makes life better. for the fitness enthusiast, a lot of these technologies can be almost indispensable in tracking their performance, measuring their progress towards goals, really informing their workouts in a variety of ways. And this goes beyond just simple heart rate measurement, but really talking about the how many miles they've been running, whether they were keeping pace with their desired lap time, if you like.
Even how well you sleep at night, how restful is your sleep? Steve, hang on to that thought for just a moment. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we get back, I want to know, how big is this market? This is your host of Popular Technology Radio, Mike Kahn. We'll be back in just a moment.